Good mid-morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from the soundproofless studio of life itself. It's a lovely morning here in this part of the island. The sun is shining and I can see a blue sky. Yesterday when I was out walking, I happened upon a drapery shop, and in the window was a partially dressed mannequin. And I thought to myself, sometimes maybe we are like a mannequin. We're all dressed up and we look beautiful and fancy, but maybe inside we're not really human. We need to be more natural, more relaxed, more sensitive. And I walked down another little bit, and I saw a painting in a blocked up window in the gable of a house, a painting of a fiddler. And it was silhouetted, and he was playing to somebody. And I thought to myself what the tune might be, what the melody might be, what the story was, and how good he was playing it, and how the listeners would remember the sound. And then further on, I dropped into our local Catholic church, our beautiful church, which was built in 1826, and I lit a candle there, as I love to see the candle lighting, and I went and sat in a pew for some 15 to 20 minutes, as I often do. And there I listened to the sound of silence. But you know, the silence has its own sound. It's like sizzling sound. But the sizzling sound seems to be an introduction. Because when you go beyond the sizzling, you can begin to hear something else. In today's broadcast, we're going to go to the Caribbean to visit the UNESCO World Heritage Site of the Antigua Naval Dockyard and its related archaeological sites. And I will conclude the broadcast with a poem. We'll be back in a moment. The Antigua Naval Dockyard and its related archaeological sites consists of a group of Georgian naval structures set within a walled enclosure on a naturally occurring series of deep, narrow bays, surrounded by highlands on which defensive fortifications were constructed. The dockyard and its related facilities are built at a time when the European nations were battling for supremacy of the seas to obtain control of the lucrative sugar-producing islands of the Eastern Caribbean. Antigua's location as a front-line naval dockyard facility gave the British Navy a strategic advantage over its rivals at a crucial point in history. The construction and operation of the Antigua Naval Dockyard were made possible through the labor and skills of enslaved Africans, whose contribution was crucial for the establishment of the facility, and more widely, for the development of the British Empire, trade and industrialization. The dockyard is located on its original site and continues to be embedded in the same original setting. The buildings within were all originally built between the 18th and the 19th centuries, and retain their original form and design. Most of them even retain their use and function, and those which do not are used for similar and or compatible functions. The authenticity of the property in terms of materials, craftsmanship, and design will benefit from a continuous cooperation amongst conservation architects, architectural historians, and archaeologists in the conception of conservation programs, projects, and works. Archaeological remains are still embedded in a setting which is comparable to the original one. Many of the fortifications and supporting facilities retain their original materials and their visual interrelations. Their form and design have not been altered and can be appreciated through archaeology, historical research, consolidation, stabilization, and interpretation. The informative potential of archaeological vestiges is overall retained. However, protection and maintenance strategies should be set up in order to avoid further loss of historic substance. Anybody from Antigua or the Caribbean listening in, I send you a warm greeting and welcome, and I've enjoyed reading about Antigua. Today's poem is The Listeners by Walter de la Mare. But first, I would like to introduce the poet to you, and I'm using Britannica.com. Walter de la Mare, in full Walter John de la Mare, was born on the 25th of April, 1873, in Charlton, Kent, in England. And he died on June 22nd, 1956, in Twickenham, Middlesex. He was a British poet and novelist with an unusual power to evoke the ghostly, evanescent moments in life. De la Mare was educated at St. Paul's Cathedral Choir School in London, and from 1890 to 1908, he worked in the London office of the Anglo-American Oil Company. From 1902, however, when his poetry collection, Songs of Childhood, appeared on the pseudonym of Walter Rammell, he devoted himself increasingly to writing. His first novel, Henry Brocken, was published in 1904, and his poems in 1906. As the years passed, his books continued to appear, poems and short stories for adults and children. Novels of which Memoirs of a Midget in 1921 reached the greatest poetic fantasy. A fairy play, Crossings, in 1921 also, and Essays and Literary Studies. His anthology, Come Hither, in 1923, is often held to be one of the best and most original in the language. He was made a Companion of Honour in 1948 and received the Order of Merit in 1953. The Listeners by Walter de la Mare. "Is there anybody there?" said the traveller, knocking on the moonlit door. And his horse in the silence champed the grasses of the forest ferny floor. And a bird flew up out of the turret above the traveller's head, and he smote upon the door again a second time. "Is there anybody there?" he said. But no one descended to the traveller. No head from the leaf fringed sill leaned over and looked into his grey eyes, where he stood perplexed and still. But only a host of phantom listeners that dwelt in the lone house then stood listening in the quiet of the moonlight to that voice from the world of men. Stood thronging the faint moonbeams on the dark stair that goes down to the empty hall, hearkening in an air stirred and shaken by the lonely traveller's call. And he felt in his heart their strangeness, their stillness answering his cry, while his horse moved, cropping the dark turf neath the starred and leafy sky. But suddenly he smote on the door even louder and lifted his head. "Tell them I came, and no one answered, that I kept my word," he said. Never the least stir made the listeners, though every word he spake fell echoing through the shadowness of the still house from that one man left awake. Aye, they heard his foot upon the stirrup, and the sound of iron on stone, and how the silence surged softly backward when the plunging hoofs were gone. All right, I'll leave it at that for now. Take good care of yourselves and those around you, and take time to listen to those around you. Don't be so anxious to be always getting your word in, although even though your word is very important, take time to listen to the other person, and not alone just to their words, but to the person themselves. Look in their eyes as they speak to you. So have a great weekend, and I will be looking forward to being here again with you on Monday. Over the weekend, I will most likely share some stories from my books. If you are free, drop by to listen to them, and about them, perhaps spread the word. This is Radio Richard Ireland, Slán agus Bunacht Leat, which in Gaelic means, be in good health, and may blessings be with you.